Mary Lee Taylor program. Brought to you by Pet Milk, America's first evaporated milk. Yes, welcome to the Mary Lee Taylor program, featuring the story of the week about that lovable pair, Jim and Sally Carter, and from Mary Lee Taylor's friendly kitchen, the pet recipe of the week. And now it's Mary Lee on NBC, and here she is.
Thank you, Del King, and a warm welcome to every one of you. Today's story really began when Jim said to Sally,
I could certainly use a new suit. You've got to look successful to be successful in the selling game. But you can't pay for a new baby in a new suit, too.
And just when Sally thought she had the whole solution of the problem, her friend Marcy Rarick commented,
Sally, you're just plain stupid. Will Jim appreciate what you're doing? The answer is no.
You'll hear the whole story in just a minute. But first, a promise that right after today's story, I'm going to tell you how to make a delicious main dish called noodle cheese loaf. There isn't a penny's worth of meat in it, but it's the kind of good stick-to-the-ribs food that will satisfy even those husbands who say, it just isn't a meal without meat.
Yes, and noodle cheese loaf is just one of the many grand recipes you'll get when you send for Mary Lee Taylor's booklet called From Soup to Dessert. But hurry, this is your last chance. That's right, today's the last time we can offer this collection of recipes for everything from soup to dessert. So get your request in today, sure, to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri.
And when you buy milk for cooking, for coffee, for baby, remember that you honestly can't buy better milk than Pet Milk. Pet Milk has the combination of minerals and vitamin D that every baby needs for building sound teeth, strong, straight bones, and for making the best of growth. Pet Milk has the double richness that makes it just right for coffee, because Pet Milk is good, sweet, whole milk concentrated to double richness. And that double richness makes Pet Milk a wonderful milk to use in cooking. So, for all your milk needs, use Pet Milk, the standard of quality for more than 64 years.
Mary Lee, I'm worried about Jim Carter, who's worried about money, and Sally, his wife, who thinks she has the answer, and Marcy Rarick, Sally's friend, who thinks Sally is stupid.
Well, then let's get along right now to Capital City and join our young friends, Jim and Sally Carter. Sally's baby is expected within the next few weeks, so she and Jim are spending most of their evenings at home, which gives Sally lots of time to play the piano and Jim lots of time to worry over their finances.
Say, Sally, what the heck is this 248 for?
What'd you say, dear?
I say, what's this 248 item for?
Oh, wait a minute. I have to come look.
You didn't put down what you spent it for, just the amount.
I know, but I can tell by where it is on the page.
Not a very accurate bookkeeping system.
Oh, it works fine. Let's see. There's shaving cream and toothpaste. I put that down as soon as I got home from the drugstore. And then... what happened next? Oh, yes. I lent that 248 to Mrs. Hogan to pay the dry cleaning man. She didn't have any change.
Sally, you're the darndest girl.
Well, she'll pay it back.
Oh, I guess she will. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is we're spending more money than I'm making. At this rate, we won't have the money to pay for the baby when he comes.
Well, you shouldn't have bought me such beautiful birthday presents, darling. And I shouldn't have spent Aunt Sophie's $20 for that crazy oriental vase. But I'm glad I did.
Well, I'm glad I spent the money for birthday presents, but... Well, that doesn't change the situation any.
Jim, there must be some way we can cut down just for now. Let's see.
Oh, I don't know how. We haven't even been to the movies for 3 weeks.
I know. Those darn green pills the doctor makes me take. They cost enough to be emeralds. I'll just stop buying.
Don't be a goon, Sal. You do what the doctor says.
But, okay. Jim.
Hmm?
suppose we don't have the money right in our hands the minute the baby comes. What of it?
We're going to have.
Oh, you act as though somebody had foreclosed on the baby. Doctors will wait a while. They're used to it. And they're very understanding.
Hospitals won't wait.
Your sales will begin to pick up any time now.
You've been saying that for months.
And it's true. It just takes a while to get started.
You can say that again. Quite a while.
You'll get a nice fat commission before the baby comes. I have a feeling.
You don't say. Well, I've got exactly two prospects right now. One's a crabby old guy on the edge of town. Everybody else has tried to sell him and hasn't gotten to first base, so they passed him along to poor old Jim Carter.
Well, he might be the very one I have the feeling on account of.
I'm not going out there on a wild goose chase.
Well, how about prospect number two?
Not bad, really. Has a chain of men's clothing stores in Marshall about 50 miles from here.
Oh, he sounds good.
Yeah, but there's not much use in me going out there. You've got to look successful to be successful in the selling business, and both my suits are shot.
You do need a new suit, darling, and some new shoes, too.
Imagine trying to make a good impression on a guy in the clothing business looking like I look.
You look okay, darling. Better than you think. But it's how you feel that counts. And you'd feel more confident if you had a new suit. So tomorrow, first thing, take the money.
Take the money, she says. What money? Oh, I'm not blaming you, honey. You do the best you can. But I should have taken a job reading gas meters when they were advertising for men. And then I'd have money coming in every week and no worries.
Darling, stop it. What's the use of talking about what you could have done? You took this job because you thought it would work into something good. And it will.
Hey, now look here, Sally. I don't want you worrying about a thing.
I'm not worrying. Not one bit.
Fine. Well, let's see now. Rent, that's a fixed expenditure. And food.
I'm not worrying. Not one bit. Ooh, like fun I'm not. And you don't need to meow like that either. This milk I give you costs money, Cinderella. Silly old kitty cat. And look at you. Fat, happy, and pleased with yourself. I wish Jim were half as sure of himself as you are. It scares me when he even mentions another job. He's just got to stick with this one until he gives it a fair trial. Oh, no. I'm not worrying. Not one bit. Get off the newspaper, Cinder. I want to look at the want ads. There must be something I can do to earn a little money. Oh, if Jim just had a new suit, I know he'd feel better and do better. Anybody would. Get off, Cinder. Thank you. Now, let's see. I can certainly address envelopes at home by hand. That's easy. I'll answer that ad right now. Well, half a cent apiece won't help much, but say, piano's wanted. Best price is paid. But that'd do it. My piano's a good one. Seems awful to sell it. It's almost like a member of the family. Now, that's silly. A piano is just a thing. Oh, if Jim could just get a new suit and new shoes and go out to Marshall and make that sale, I'd be the happiest person in the world. Happier than any old piano could ever make me. I'm going to call them right now.
The lady that wants to sell that piano?
That's right. Come in. It's right over here.
Larson's my name. Might as well tell you right now, lady, the piano market ain't what it was a few months ago.
Really? There were lots of piano wanted ads in the paper.
Oh, we'll give you as good a price as anybody, better than most, but, well, there's not much money in pianos. Well, I guess I better try it. Well, not a bad tone.
It has a beautiful tone. I've always kept it perfectly tuned.
A couple of bad scratches.
Yeah. My little brother made those with his tin soldiers. I was playing Stars and Stripes so fast, I didn't notice he had an army marching on top of the piano.
I'd have to refinish that top.
Yes, I guess you would. That's a pretty bad cigarette burner, too. It happened just last year when my kid sister was having a party. But Mr. Larson...
You the only owner, lady? You didn't buy this second hand.
Oh, no. My, when I played in my first recital, it may be scarred up a little, but it's an awfully good piano. Listen. This is what I played. And Dad was so proud of me.
Lady, I think you better keep this piano.
What? You mean you don't want it?
Oh, I mean, you want it worse than I do.
Well, sure, I hate to let it go, but we need the money. And anyway, I'll be pretty busy for a while. I definitely want to sell it.
Lady, you better think it over for...
Say, Sally, I'm one of these borrowing neighbors. Could you let me help? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had company.
Oh, it's all right, Marcy. This gentleman's looking at my piano. We won't be long.
You're not going to sell it.
My sentiments exactly, ma'am.
I certainly am going to sell it, but if you don't want it, Mr. Larson...
Look, lady, I'm in the business. Might as well be me or some other fellow. I'll give you $250 for it.
$250?
Make it $300, cash. Not another dime.
$300? All right, sold.
I'll be around with the truck first thing in the morning. Unless you change your mind, that is. If you do, give me a ring. I don't want to bring those men over here for nothing.
Oh, I won't change my mind. I'm going to sell it. Thank you, Mr. Larson. See you tomorrow.
So long, lady.
Sally Carter, you're out of your head selling that piano.
Why? What's so goofy about selling a piano?
You know very well you're crazy about that piano. Well, you won't know what to do with yourself without it. Besides, everybody in the building likes to hear you play and sing.
All right. So what? We just don't have room for it here. You can see that.
You don't care how much room it takes up, Sally Carter, and you know it.
Well, it just so happened, Marcy, that I want the money more than I want the piano. You heard the man. $300 he's going to give me.
You can't kid me. You'd still rather have the piano. There, you see? Even the cat knows I'm right.
Oh, you and Cinder. You're both wrong. Oh, Marcy, I feel like celebrating. Think of it, $300.
Listen, Sally, I know it's none of my business, but I'll bet anything that you're... Well, you're doing it for Jim, and take it from somebody who knows husbands. You'd be better off if you kept your piano.
Why, Marshall Rarick!
So he'll take the $300 and say, swell, kid, and that'll be the last of it. Husbands don't appreciate sacrifices, my pet. Most of the time, they don't even recognize a sacrifice when they meet one face to face.
Well... If I were doing this for Jim, which I'm not, he'd appreciate it. And another thing, Jim will buy me a piano, a better piano than that, just as soon as...
It'll be like the fur coat Andy's been going to buy me for the past 8 years. But I can see my advice isn't changing your mind. No, I've forgotten what I wanted to borrow, so I'll be running along, Sally. You might think of me, though, when Jim comes home tomorrow night and finds the piano gone.
So long, Sally. Oh, Cinder, why did he have to come in and spoil everything? I don't want to sell the piano, Cinder. I don't want to at all, but that's nobody's business but my own. No, everything's going to be wonderful tomorrow night when Jim comes home. Just you see. Jim, I'll be right there. Hello, darling.
Hi, baby.
Dinner is almost ready. We're having meat pie. Is it still cold out? I haven't been out all day.
Yep, disagreeable. Say, what's the matter? Looks different in here.
It's the piano. It's gone.
Yeah? Well, how come?
I sold it.
Sold it?
Uh-huh. Here, surprise.
Golly, what a wad of dough.
$300.
Yeah?
It made things awfully crowded in here. The piano, I mean. Well, there just isn't room for a piano in a little place like this. Besides, I'm going to be awfully busy when the baby comes. I really wouldn't have time to play anyway. The money will pay for the doctor. And you can buy some new clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. See, do you think I ought to get another gray suit or a navy?
Oh, why, blue, I guess.
Okay. Blue it is, then.
Well, I'll go finish dinner.
Yep. Dark blue, double-breasted. That'll be best, seems to me. I'll run down to the corner for a paper and we'll look at the ad.
That's not the end of the story, as you'll discover in just a few seconds. But right now, an important reminder to everyone who's expecting a blessed event. A reminder to ask Mary Lee Taylor for a copy of the book that's helped millions of young mothers give their babies the best possible care and training. It's a 64-page book illustrated with baby photographs, and every bit of the information it contains has been approved by a well-known baby doctor. Just a postcard with your name and address and the words baby book sent to Mary Lee Taylor will bring this valuable book to you. And now, back to Jim and Sally Carter.
Oh, what do you want, Spender? Don't look so superior. So Marcy was right, and Jim doesn't know how much the piano meant to me. That's what I wanted, isn't it? I didn't sell the piano to make a noble gesture. I wanted Jim to buy some new clothes and feel better about himself and the job, and I didn't want him to feel soft. That's what I wanted. That's certainly what I'm getting. Well, get out of the way, Cinder, or you'll get stepped on. I have to get dinner on the table. Where is that husband of mine? Oh, there you are, Jim. I thought we'd have dinner here by the fire tonight. It's so dismal outside.
Okay, darling, swell. Sally?
Hmm?
I'll help you bring in the things, but first, come here a minute, will you?
What is it, Jim?
Honey, first thing I'm going to do tomorrow is get that new suit. And the second thing I'm going to do is see that old grouch out on the edge of town and sell him.
Yeah.
And the third thing I'm going to do is buy a bus ticket to Marshall and see that prospect. And so help me, honey, I'm going to sell him.
Oh, darling, you will. I know you will.
And the fourth thing I'm going to do, baby, is get that piano back.
Oh, Jim, no.
Oh, yes, darling. Because don't think I don't know. The sales I've got to make aren't half as hard as the sale you made when you collected that $300. Move over, Cinder. You're in the way. Join Jim and Sally Carter again next week. But right now, let's get back to one of the happiest spots in the world, the Pet Mill Kitchen. And on the way, let me remind you that the finest grocery stores in your town carry Pet Milk. And right along with the display of Pet Milk, you'll find a stack of new take-home recipe folders in a handy cardboard pocket. Yes, new, because this kitchen is developing new recipes all the time. And every time another new batch of recipes is perfected, the recipes in the grocery store are changed. Remember that, won't you? And the next time you shop for Pet Milk and other groceries, help yourself to the newest Mary Lee Taylor recipe folder.
And remember that in just a minute, I'm going to give you complete directions for making noodle cheese loaf. The delicious meatless main dish has been chosen as the recipe of the week.
And how about the meal of the week, Mary Lee? I suppose we start with noodle cheese loaf.
No, we start with vegetable soup and crisp crackers.
Oh, boy, how good that tastes these February days.
Then comes noodle cheese loaf, served with cream peas.
Say, you're making me hungry.
And that's only half of it. We'll also have a grapefruit and lettuce salad.
Good.
And heated rolls with Pet butter spread.
And that's double good, because Pet Milk is double rich.
And for dessert, we'll have strawberry gelatin with custard sauce. And for those who want it, hot coffee.
I'll have some, thank you, with pet milk, if that's all right with you. But, Mary Lee, I thought this was going to be a money-saving meal. It doesn't sound much like it.
Oh, but it is. That meal can be prepared for just about $1.62 for four people. Two of the money savers, of course, are condensed canned vegetable soup and canned peas.
There's another money saver in that meal, and it comes in a can, too. And I do mean pet milk. Pet milk is evaporated milk, and that simply means it's good, sweet, natural milk from which more than half the water has been removed. And the result? A milk so concentrated, it's actually double rich in all of the wonderful protective substances of whole milk. That's why when I have a cup of coffee, I say, pass the pet milk, please.
Oh, but what you started out to say is that pet milk is a money saver.
And it is, because pet milk, with all its wonderful benefits, costs less, generally, than any other form of milk. And now, from the Pet Milk Kitchens, Mary Lee Taylor brings you the recipe of the week for noodle cheese loaf. And I'm going to write it down right along with you. All set, Mary Lee?
All set, Del. First, write this down. Cook slowly, 5 minutes.
Cook slowly, 5 minutes. Okay, go ahead.
2 tablespoons finely cut onion in 2 tablespoons shortening.
2 tablespoons finely cut onion in 2 tablespoons shortening. Okay, and after the onion's cooked in the shortening, what happens?
You add it to a mixture of...
Add to mixture of...
One slightly beaten egg.
One slightly beaten egg. Mm-hmm. What next?
2/3 cup pet milk.
2/3 cup pet, P-E-T, pet milk. Wonderful, double rich milk.
3 tablespoons water.
3 tablespoons water. Mm-hmm. That's easy enough.
1/2 teaspoon dry mustard.
1/2 teaspoon dry mustard. Yeah, I've got that.
1 teaspoon salt and a few grains of pepper.
1 teaspoon salt, few grains pepper. But where are the noodles and where's the cheese?
Finally, you fold in 2 cups of cooked noodles.
Ah, here we are. Fold in 2 cups cooked noodles. Mm-hmm. And what else?
And 2 1/2 cups of grated American cheese.
2 1/2 cups. Grated American cheese. Now we're getting somewhere.
Put that mixture into a quart loaf pan that's been greased and dusted with flour.
A quart loaf pan greased and floured. Okay.
And bake in a moderately slow oven, 350 degrees, 45 minutes, or until firm.
Bake in moderately slow oven, 350 degrees, 45 minutes, or until firm. Well, that does it, huh?
Not quite. Let the noodle cheese loaf stand in the pan 5 minutes before turning out to serve.
Well, why, for the love of Mike? The family's hungry. They don't want to wait 5 minutes for...
But they're starting on soup, remember?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's important to let the noodle cheese loaf stand in the pan a few minutes while steam collects in the bottom of the pan. Then it's easy to turn the loaf out of the pan perfectly with none of it sticking to the pan.
Oh, I get it. Mm-hmm.
And here are a few helpful tips about that recipe I've just given you for a noodle cheese loaf. For the 2 cups of cooked noodles called for in the recipe, You will need to cook until tender 1 1/3 cups of noodles in 6 cups of boiling water with 1 1/2 teaspoons of salt. For the 2 1/2 cups of grated American cheese, you'll need just 1/2 pound of cheese. And if you happen to have a ring mold, do use it for baking the noodle cheese loaf and serve the creamed peas in the center of the ring. And if you use the ring mold, bake for only 30 minutes instead of 45 minutes. Creamed green beans or carrots or lima beans or stewed tomatoes are also very good, teamed up with the noodle cheese loaf.
And don't forget, one ingredient that makes that noodle cheese loaf extra good and extra nourishing is pet milk. Fact is, pet milk is one of the reasons why this meatless dish is just as nourishing as meat, because milk gives you plenty of meat-like protein, and pet milk gives you this important bodybuilding protein in double measure.
Yes, and everyone who gets his share of noodle cheese loaf is actually getting 1/3 cup of rich whole milk in just that one serving of one delicious main dish.
So when it's milk you need, get pet milk. And for ways to use this double rich whole milk in foods that'll surely please everyone in the family, send today for Mary Lee Taylor's booklet of recipes called From Soup to Dessert. Address your request to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri.
And tonight, be listening along with us to Pet Milk's sensational singing star, Vic Damone, featured with lovely Kay Armin, the Serenaders, and Gus Henchin in the Pet Milk Orchestra. It's a half hour of songs all America loves, brought to you by Pet Milk over most of these same NBC stations.
And now, before Mary Lee gives you today's recipe for happiness, let me remind you that next Saturday morning, we'll have another grand Jim and Sally Carter story for you and another money-saving recipe of the week.
And next week's recipe will be for one of the most popular pies that has ever been perfected in these famous kitchens, a pie that's beautiful to look at and heavenly to eat.
And what better way to say, come back to this kitchen again next Saturday. And now, today's recipe for happiness.
The happiest heart that ever beat is in some quiet breast that finds the common daylight sweet and leads to heaven the rest. And now, until next Saturday, this is Mary Lee Taylor saying goodbye and happy homemaking.
Goodbye, Mary Lee Taylor, and good luck and good health to all of you from Pet Milk, the first evaporated milk. The Mary Lee Taylor program is directed by Al Champ. Del King speaking.